ready.
Blimey, that took a while. Don't all rush at once to say yes, Ewan. Couldn't be more up for it. Thank you. Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. I'm back. Yes, Sick Note has returned. Thank you very much to Jeff for brilliantly supporting and for Patrice for getting the tech working to make sure that Jeff could do it. It's been a long couple of weeks, I have to say, and as I've, well, 4 weeks now, a month. I've spent 2 weeks of it lying flat on me back in bed watching more Discovery than I care to think of. I'm not going to say the name, but I actually been trying to organise some work on the phone while I was flat on my back in hospital, and we've had trouble with one of the firms, and I was watching a Discovery show and a ship sailed through the picture that had their logo on it. So I rang up the bloke and I said, you do know that they've got three really big ships that operate and do stuff out on the oceans? He went, really? I said, yeah, I think that might be why they're ignoring you. They're bigger than you and me put together times a million. So it was all right. Joining me, fantastic bunch, really great bunch. I couldn't be happier to be back. I did the big show last night and I loved it. It was brilliant to be there. But today we've got a wonderful team, as usual. Start us off, top left, it's Cal. Yeah, you're first, eh? That threw you last week. I was listening, you see. I posted the show and I heard the, oh God, hang on. No, I'm not usually first.
Yeah. I'm first, and yeah, it's Friday again and we're back on the Mac Show, and we've said the past few weeks.
It's just really have thrown you, haven't I?
You are. Yeah, I know. I was having a nice daydream then. No. it's been a decent week at IMO Max, and you better move on quick.
Oh, hang on. This is Greeny. This will be an entertaining call.
Whoa.
Hello, Greeny. You all right, mate? Hello, Greeny.
Some things never change.
Hello, Greeny. No? Will? Hello, Will. Are you there? Call me on a normal phone, dude, if you can hear me. How would you rate the quality of this phone call? That's a one. I couldn't hear the other person.
Just like old times.
Yeah, that's the way it was. Sorry, Cal.
It's been a decent week.
Good.
Very busy. Getting towards the end of the month, so lots of people want the machines giving back. So just cracking on. And as I say, it's Friday again and we're here again and looking forward to doing a Mac Show.
Excellent. Good news. And it's Mo's birthday today, isn't it?
It is. It is Mo's birthday today.
The grand old age of...
Yeah. Funnily enough, that's exactly what I got as well.
Yeah. That's not good. Has he been in the office today or has he spent the whole day?
Popped in for 10-15 minutes just to ask how we were getting on, but he's been banned from the office today to give him a bit of a break. So
good, quite right. Next to you is Jeffrey. How goes it, dude?
Ewan, I'm doing well, and you know it is awesome to see you 2 days in a row.
I wish my wife would say that. Oh, mate, I'm still getting over the fact that I shaved my head this time last year and she thought I was dying of cancer every time she woke up in the middle of the night.
I shouldn't laugh. But,
no, she
it's
was...
kind of funny.
I just kept saying every morning when she said, I don't like your hair that short. It looks like you're dying of cancer. When you wouldn't be that lucky. Here we go. Is this... Mr. Green! How are you doing, mate? You're live on air. The Mac Show has started.
Okay. Say hello to all of the listeners who are listening.
has the clock's not changed in Telford then?
No, they never do.
Well, Jeff, no, because Jeff's using the excuse that the clocks don't change yet. They've already changed their clocks and we haven't changed till this weekend, so... Are you joining us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, all you got to do is get yourself on Skype, mate, and dial in on line one.
Sorry, my partner's nagging at me.
Wow, his partner really is nagging at him. This is the content.
She's going
that
to Tesco's and
for.
She's giving you the V sign.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good.
But she
give her our best.
But she loves you. Well, my wife does far worse to me than that, and she assures me constantly that she loves me. But I have me doubts.
Well, I'm gorgeous though.
Well, this is true. You are, Will. So why don't you just dial in on a Skype line and let everyone get on with it?
Skype, will you send me an invite or something? I don't quite know how it works.
No, I've sent you a WhatsApp message with the Skype line on it. Just put that into Skype and dial in like you normally do, really.
Okay, I'll do it now.
All right, mate. Great. See you in a bit.
It's almost as if Greeny has never been on the show.
You've got to love him, haven't you? You've got to love him.
I just have memories of him talking about his leftover pizza still.
Oh, please don't bring
God,
that up.
Yeah, no. Well, that was the joke at the time about bringing it up, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, if Greeny doesn't call in during every single person's introduction, then he has failed today.
Yeah.
Me and Jeff have been blessed.
Oh my God. You can't. I mean, Greeny is just a law unto himself. Anyway, back to you, Jeff. How the devil are you, mate?
I'm doing well. And you know, I have to say, the show seemed to run really smooth when you weren't here.
It did. I was worried. I feared for my seat, I have to say.
I was worried, too.
What, you thought I was going to lump you with it constantly?
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't want to have to do this shit every week.
Yeah, I was really worried that you, when you realize that the show could still function on some level, you'd be like, well, screw that.
Yeah, no. When have you ever thought that I would actually scream out, "Stop being funny! It's all about me, love."
Every night.
Oh, give over, you bastards. So you get away for 1 week and they turn on you. They turn on you. Merciless.
It's rough.
1 week.
But seriously, I have missed you.
Et tu, Brute. Patrice, how the devil are you, girl?
Well, I'm doing good, yeah.
Just an update, there's still no Greeny.
There's still no Greeny. No, he's going to call in a second.
Yeah, you know it.
No, I'm doing okay. Happy that it's Friday. I just woke up from a nap. At 5 o'clock sharp, so just as I was supposed to be here.
What? No, so. Does that not mean you should have been working? Should you get that to yourself, really?
No. I finished at 3:30-ish, so it's Friday.
It's coming, nobody's there after
2 o'clock.
It's so. On a Friday. It's coming up to bank holiday season for you, isn't it?
Yeah. There's Easter next week.
Yeah, that's right. April's a bridging month.
April's just there to get you through May.
Yeah, exactly. April's just there to get the Germans and the Austrians through to May.
Mm-hmm. Yep, pretty much.
Mrs. So unproductive.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody gets anything done here. But
well, they don't do anything. They have a bridging day, mate, and go off skiing or something else anyway. And last, but by no means least, until Greeny bothers to arrive, which he still hasn't done, Chuck Joyner.
Ewan Rankin. Great to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back, mate. How's things with you?
Good, but I am a little confused. I mean, I've been here kind of consistently, and I didn't realize that the format of the show had changed to a call-in show.
No.
So.
Well, when Will Green's involved, the format is really kind of what you might call fluid, I would have said.
Well, okay.
Very.
Point taken. No, it's everything.
Turned into.
Yeah, everything is good here. We're just, you know. Just keep on keeping on. That's all you can do right now in the world today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Good to see you, mate. Good to see you.
Fluid down the drain.
Fluid down the drain.
Yeah.
Down the sump.
Mm-hmm.
The week in Apple until Greeny gets here and interrupts it all again. I know Skype's a bit shit, but it's not this hard, Greeny. Come on.
You know, I, I realized what the format is today. We're doing filler between greeny spots.
Yeah, exactly. We're adverts in between greenies content. Definitely. OS 10 turns 20. I didn't even get this story. This is Jeff's story. That's how crap I am.
Got your back.
I looked at that screen. I was like, bloody hell. There's some nostalgia.
Mm-hmm. And I was. Who would have thought?
I'm sitting thinking, what was before 10? OS 10, but I want to say Panther, but I'm not even sure anymore.
Before OS 10, it was still OS 9.
No, which was Panther.
Or System 9, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Panther.
No, Panther is, no, is a 10.
Panther was OS 10.
Oh, right, okay. 10-3.
Yeah, because all the cat names for the first level. Of
the cat names started at 10, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Panther is 10.3. Thank you, Windrider.
It's a year younger than me.
Wow. Do you remember the very first version of Mac OS 10 where it didn't have the Apple menu, and people flipped out, and so Apple had to put the Apple menu back in. It was just a little Apple logo in the center of the menu bar that was non-functional.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember.
That didn't last.
No, that did not last.
And the hard drive icon not on the desktop, oh my God. That was a crisis too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, someone posted something about the dock, there's a YouTube video of Steve Jobs introducing the dock or demoing the dock. And I looked at it and I'm like, I mean, it looks like shit, but kind of it's the same as today. Like all the core functionality is there, like the zoom functionality and the genie.
The genie, yeah, like, God.
Mm-hmm. Like the genie animation, all of that is still there today. I mean, yeah, it has changed. Like you can do a little more with it, and it looks better. But it's still it's DNA. It's the same.
My first Mac was a G3. And I can't even recall what the OS looked like. It's that long ago. Being old doesn't help, admittedly. But yeah.
And now the operating systems that shipped on your G3,
yeah,
because it probably wasn't OS 10. You can run on a Raspberry Pi.
It's true.
Yeah. I remember, because I had the G3 Mac, and then the next machine I had, I couldn't afford anything, so I ended up buying a shitty Windows PC. I built it myself. And that, I remember getting a thing called DocX or something like that. And it was, it gave you the Genie, it gave you a Mac bar at the bottom with the Genie function and all that kind of stuff. And it was quite expensive, it was about 40 quid or something like that. Just so you could make it look like a Mac OS. But
yeah, the G3, I just looked it up, was released November 10th, 1997. And it was a Power Macintosh G3.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at PowerBooks as well in Circuit City when I was in the States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God, Circuit City's got to be gone 15 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I used to get thrown out of Circuit City.
Jesus.
You know, they had the store in a store thing.
If that had come out of Greeny's mouth, I would have loved it. Go on, Jeff.
Well, you know, I'd go in to the store periodically.
Start a campfire.
And they had the Apple store in a store thing, and the Circuit City employees were doing this whole thing where someone would go in and ask questions where they were genuinely looking for a Mac. And the store employees would tell them, no, that won't do what you want. What you really need is this. And they would show them whatever PC they were pushing that day or that week and explain to them how that was so much better. So I would politely interject myself into their conversation, explain why the salesperson was wrong, explain what they actually needed, help them pick out the Mac they wanted, and then told them to go home and buy it from Mac Mall.
Okay, that makes sense why you were chucked out then, yeah.
A manager would come up to me and say, you have to leave our store. I wear that as a badge of honor.
And actually, you would say that that's a fair request.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, yeah. Greeny's dialing in.
But, I was doing my civic duty.
And Jeff, you know, that I did the same thing at a Best Buy probably, 9 or 10 months ago when, there was a salesman there that was just clearly misrepresenting the iPad versus one of the other tablets that they were selling. And so I didn't confront. I just waited for the customer to walk away and then said, hey, just in case you wondered, they are lying to you. Yeah, this is accurate. This is true. Go look it up. And, and they ended up buying an iPad.
My name's Chuck Joyner, and I work for Apple.
Well, not that, Yun, but it's just, it really bugs me, when there's just misinformation being put out there and people swallow it because they're there trusting the guy that's behind the counter. And the guy behind the counter is lying to them. That's just not right.
No, absolutely. Mr. Green is joining us. Hello. Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Now it's a party.
Now it is a party. Quite right. Greeny, how the devil are you, man?
I'm very well. Yeah, I'm okay.
Good.
I'm doing all right. Like everybody in this world, I think we're all sort of getting a little bit depressed.
Yeah, we're fed up of not having a haircut, because and you definitely are by the looks of yours.
It's not good.
No, it's mate. No, you haven't seen mine yet.
But you've just got to keep rocking it, really, haven't you? I don't think there's any choice, really, in that.
Cool. Are you well, brother?
Am I well?
Yeah. Other than your girlfriend's giving you V-singers and gone off to Tesco.
She's gone off to buy some fags.
Oh, okay.
And she likes a gin and tonic.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I couldn't agree more. Superb.
I would live in gin and tonics.
Muller suggested that actually the reason that you were thrown out of circuit with City was because they required pants, Jeff, which is a good point.
Wait, they did? This explains so much.
Magic Man had a G3 266 megahertz in beige.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember those.
And yep. The way to Callum Tart is to say beige.
Ooh.
I had one of those.
Apple beige.
Yeah, but Apple called it platinum.
Mm-hmm. Only Apple could do that.
wasn't there a story like a couple of weeks ago about someone who tracked down the exact beige that Apple was using?
I don't think that's possible because the fixer in it was crap. So every single white Mac is a different color now.
Yeah, that's what they basically. He tried to track down the original color, but he said like they don't look like that nowadays because they've just
256 changed. Shades of beige.
Mm-hmm. I used to turn the G3 iMacs into light.
Okay.
I used to strip them down, and then you could turn them into nice lampshades.
Nice.
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, should do that today.
That is, I'm sorry, but that is my only contribution I can put to this. I was one when this came out, so I can't really give you anything. sort of much more.
Well,
that's
I got to say, your excuse is kind of flimsy.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, real.
Yeah,
your excuse is flimsy, mate. I mean, real Mac people are born. No, okay.
I think everyone's born, to be honest with you. But yeah, okay.
Windrider, I had a blue and white G3 at 450 gigahertz. He's put. I don't think so. G4 bolted onto it. Thanks, Callum. Really needed to hear that, says Magic Man.
But I mean, who would have thought that macOS is like it's going to last this long and it's going to be this important to Apple? Because if you think about it, I mean, I think Steve Jobs said it would be the macOS for the next 10, maybe 15
years.
Well,
I would argue that this is not what we've currently got is not OS X, really, is it?
At its core, it is.
Well,
at its core, it still is. Like, I mean, yeah, it has evolved since then. But the core system, like the Unix, the BSD base system, the kernel.
Really? Do you really feel that?
It's still
that,
there.
You really feel that it's a valid point iteration then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take your better advice because I don't know.
I would say 11 probably changed quite a bit, but it's still at the core the same system. And if you think about it, without macOS, I'm not sure the iPhone would have existed the way it did.
Yeah, no, because, that's fair.
Because iOS, or it was called back then iPhone OS, was, as Apple proudly said, a variant of macOS.
Yeah. No.
Well, and you think about it too, that, and go back a little farther, that when Apple bought Next, I mean, that's where OS X came from.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, you know, takes it even back farther. And then they prettied it up and made a few changes and made it OS X, and here we are today.
But don't you feel that in some ways, Mac OS X has got pretty boring? That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay with my operating system being pretty boring if it does what it needs to do so I can do my job.
Well, the thing I've always said is an operating system's a clothesline. And everything else that hangs off it is clothes. And okay, the operating system may provide a few clothes that hang off the line for you, but those, if you know, things like, you wouldn't say that chess was part of the OS. Chess is a piece of clothing that hangs off the washing line. Your washing line is only the thing there that supports the functioning and smooth functioning of your hardware and other programs.
In some ways, I agree. But in other ways, I think we need to move further on. I mean, so I had a Chrome laptop, and that was, you know, that was okay in its sense. But in other ways, I think the move is in operating system, moving to online.
But is Chrome very much more focused on Chrome operating as a washing line and clothes as well? It didn't really want anything else necessarily added to it. It tried to provide an end-to-end solution for it, didn't it?
Well, I've hung my pants off for my washing line.
Good. Did you hang them off your Chrome OS, Chromebook?
No, I never did that.
No, but the idea of the Chromebook was to deliver something that did everything for you and you didn't need anything else, and it operated entirely in the Google sphere. It wasn't intended to be an OS that was multifunctional for multiple platforms and multiple software to hang off it. Or am I wrong?
No, it was supposed to be a client for the Google services, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Basically, turn whatever your device is into a thin net client for Google services.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, to some extent, yes, operating systems are boring. To some extent, they've changed quite a bit. I mean, if you think about it, what you can do with Big Sur versus what you could do, 20 years ago. There's a lot that has changed. I mean, you can run now, after Apple finally streamlined the OSs again, you can run iOS apps on, I mean, if you have an M1 Mac, you can run iOS apps on your on your Mac. That wasn't possible the last 13 years. Yeah, 13 years almost.
Next Step was released on the 18th of September 1989, says WinRider. So if we're actually calling the roots of OS X back to Next, then that's 23 years.
Yeah, I mean, to some extent every operating system built on top of the previous one. I mean, famously so on the Windows side, where you, like, if you just dig deep enough, you will find the UI of the old, like, of XP. You just have to go down enough levels of configuration to find it.
Yeah.
Still there. So, yeah. I mean, that's something Apple hasn't done as much. Like, they have changed the UI, and not always consistently, but, like, I don't remember any area where you could go into macOS and find, like, a, whatever, Aqua UI.
Yeah.
I don't think that exists.
The place where you would find Aqua UI, to me, which is wonderfully ironic, it's in some of the internal support tools that Apple has, like, you know, like if you take your Mac into an Apple store and they plug it into their system to run diagnostics, it's that old interface.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And isn't it interesting too that Steve Jobs was the one who, you know, basically pushed so hard for Mac OS, and, you know, he didn't necessarily build it, but he was leading the team. And Apple coasted on that for so long, up to System 9, and which was clearly getting long in the tooth. And I forget the code name of what they alleged were going to be its successor. But
Copeland.
Then, Copeland. Good for you. Yeah. Copeland. And then Apple bought Next Step came with it, and then that turned into the next major version of OS. So we don't know what would have ever happened with Copeland had it come to pass.
Yeah, the purchaser Next turned into, oh, shit, we got the wrong bloke at the steering wheel.
Yeah. And the whole thing with deciding to go with Next, when they at the same time they were also looking at BOS.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And even during the whole Gilimelio part of the process, they were looking at potentially using Windows on Mac.
Oh,
no. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure the iPhone as we know it would exist. Because if Apple hadn't had an operating system that was flexible, I mean, one, that was under their control, which with Windows probably wouldn't have happened, and two, was flexible enough that it could be scaled down to something that was, I mean, to be fair, barely running. Like, the first iPhone wasn't very powerful. It was barely running the few things that it could do. Yeah, I don't think we would have gotten that. I don't think Apple would have been able to pull that off if they hadn't had this system.
I think we should acknowledge the iPhone. It was amazing.
It was.
And I was given my first iPhone by Apple. I didn't pay for it. They gave it me. Because I used to be an Apple trainer. And it was just...
It was a different experience, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was living in Exeter at the time. And I remember going after work, going to the pub. I'm playing with this just amazing thing that I've never experienced before.
But that was the point, isn't it? That Jobs separated everyone away from what, you know, the entire phone industry was locked into the Symbian and BlackBerry form factor. It was just, that was the way that phones looked, and even everything else that copied it, I mean, or that wanted to be another phone in the market. To a certain degree, with Motorola, that was trying to copy Symbian. It was the iPhone OS was the first one that really broke away from trying to have a thumb button that scrolled around the screen and gave you touchscreen that worked properly. Mm-hmm. I know the N95 had a touchscreen, but it wasn't. It still had a Symbian on it.
Yeah,
that's true. I've recently bought a couple of Palms. And they're quite revolutionary.
See, WebOS was brilliant, but it just lacked depth in terms of investment.
Yep. Too late as well.
Yeah. Old, what's his name? Leo Apotheker? Was it a Leo Apotheker? Was he the... Leo Apotheker, he was the one that caused the WebOS to downfall, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it never died. It's still alive. It's
actually, I know, it runs in TVs, doesn't it, as well at the moment?
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. now on LG TVs and actually doing pretty well.
Well, there's a question. Did Leo manage to run it into the ground and then someone salvaged it, or did actually make a smart decision and let's get out of the phone market because the only place we can exist is smart TVs?
I think that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yes. Leo, apologies, mate. I think I slagged you off there. Apple researching into deployable feet. That's the best phrase of the week. To enhance MacBook Pro cooling. That's just got screw up written all over it. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, it's burning people's legs. Get some deployable feet for it quickly. Don't you just mean
they're
feet? No.
Chargeable, aren't they?
No, I mean they're 400 quid. They've got to be deployable feet, not just feet.
Will there be cloth?
No. I'm just visualizing like a scene from Mandalorian where the Razor Crest goes to land and the feet come out and it hits the ground and then the ground gives way and it kind of tips and now some alien space monster thing comes out and I guess where I'm going with this is Apple's going to have to do a lot of work to prove to me that deployable feet is a good thing for their laptops.
What is that?
I was imagining something else. I was imagining, like, I don't know, like tentacles growing out of the MacBook or something.
It sounds mad to me. I mean, it's like out of Wallace and Gromit, you know, the...
It sounds... Yeah, exactly. It sounds like a Siri command. Hey, Siri, deploy feet.
Yeah, I see that.
In about 5 years' time, if you say that, you're going to have MacBooks all over the country, just standing up on their own and falling off,
digging
the side
into
of the
people's
desk,
legs.
Stuff like that.
Oh man,
it'll be like that chest from Discworld. And for people that have read Discworld, they know what I'm talking about, and everyone else is like, "How do you ever get dates, Jeff?"
I can kind of see the logic behind, not the deployable feet, but the idea of getting that flat laptop up off the desk, because plenty of us have stands of one kind or another for our Macs or for our laptops that, you know, give that a little bit of ventilation underneath. And so whether this would be a fold-down stand or something, but deployable feet, I mean, it does unfortunately conjure up certain images of, you know, little articulated sneakers or something. I don't know.
I think this has got class action written all over it. They're sitting going, people are going to write in and go, my Mac Pro burnt my legs.
Articulated sneakers.
I think we found the show title right there.
There should be a warning on the screen when it starts saying, caution, MacBook Pro may burn legs.
What are deployable feet?
Well, we don't know, actually. That's the whole point. A patent application first spotted by Patently came out with the idea of deployable legs, and they just look like they're a thing that when you open the lid, they automatically shove out the bottom of the machine. So there is a picture there on the story.
But isn't that a bit spooky, though, isn't it? These pair of legs will be wandering around your house.
It is. I mean, it just, like I said, this has got someone going, this could be a class action. Okay, make some deployable legs.
You know, I'm looking at this diagram, and all I'm thinking is, here's another way for the lid hinge to fail.
Oh, that's because the feet are actually linked to the heatsink. So if the feet don't deploy, then the computer won't start. And you'll have to pay for a new logic board and a new screen first before they realise it's the deployable feet that have lost their shtick.
Unless you let Cal take a look at your computer.
I was going to say, there you go. Or you can get it fixed at IMM Max.
I don't know what you're laughing at, because these legs, these feet will be absolutely wired in and pertinent to that single Mac only. You could take the legs off another Mac and put them in your Mac and it still won't work.
Yeah, and it's cloth legs. We know that. Apple likes cloth.
Well, these don't look like cloth. These look like machined aluminium with rubber on the bottom.
So, do they walk around?
Maybe that's an extra feature in OS 11, Greeny.
Yes. When
good
your
point.
Laptop gets tired of what you're doing, it will deploy its legs and walk away.
I don't know that concept at all.
Think about it. You know, I'm running low on battery. It gets up off the table and walks over to the charger.
Yeah, I'd pay for that.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Then it sits on its
like your Roomba. It's like your Roomba, and then it gets stuck somewhere.
No, you just got visions now of this thing slowly inching itself closer and closer towards the power supply, and then dying before it gets there. And tears rolling down your face, and your kids going, "Mom, the Mac died."
I've absolutely no idea how to interpret this.
Mummy, give the Mac the kiss of life.
No, don't, you'll get liquid damage.
Daddy's constantly doing it to the girls that are on there when he's looking at it. You'll get
Rider in the chat, this is great, says, in other embodiments, the feet could be deployed via a gear train, pneumatics, electromechanics, or simply flipped out by a user.
But it's mad. I mean, he wants a Macintosh to walk around your house.
No one, actually. It was you that brought that up, Greeny.
On the walking.
Yeah.
I think self-perambulating Max was not on the pattern. I think that was all you. I'd get that shit registered as fast as you can.
That's the next one. That's the next iteration after feet.
Yeah. I want to be able to say, hey, S lady, get me a beer, and my laptop gets up, walks over to the fridge, gets out a beer, and brings it back to me.
Okay. Not your home pod.
Mac, well, go on, sorry.
They killed it, so you know.
Mac Mini M1s are not waking connected displays, say some owners. It doesn't seem to be an issue that's affecting all Mac Mini owners, but there's an awful lot of complaints on forums about people not having third-party displays wake up. If it's not happening to everyone, I would have suggested that's probably something to do with the display more than it's to do with the M1.
Could be a combination.
Yeah.
This is an ongoing problem. And by that, I mean, this is something that Mac owners have experienced with external displays for years and years.
Yeah, I've had it.
And it just kind of comes and goes.
Yeah.
I literally had that this morning. Like, the Mac, the display just didn't wake up. I had to reboot the Mac to get it back.
I did it yesterday, forgot that I had to do it. Yeah.
Unplug and replug.
I haven't read the article, but one of the things that, there's so many different ways now you can connect a display to a Mac. I mean, HDMI, USB-C, through adapters that connect to one of those two things. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it. And I haven't read the article, so I don't know if these complaints are consistent about a particular setup or not.
It could
hard
be.
To tell.
It doesn't actually say, the story doesn't actually go into great detail other than the fact that there is something compatible. But as Jeff says, I remember for years I had problems with Macs not starting. I had a Hasbro monitor, and that was beautiful. It was a 32-inch, and it was built. It was exactly the same panels that were in the Apple displays at the time, but it had just got a different surround around it, and it was half the price. And that regularly just wouldn't switch on, and that was a DVI connection. But it just wouldn't come on, and you just unplug it and plug it in again, and that was it. Boom, it was there. I never ended up screwing the DVIs into the back of the Mac. I just used to pull it out and push it in again.
It's something that we get all the time still, with old Macs, new Macs. It's just one of those things, I think.
Shit happens.
Yep.
Who cares? Arcade has got three new offerings, Schping, Cozy Grove, Hitchhiker, four offerings, and Farm It. I had a look at the launch videos for these, and it thoroughly convinced me that Arcade is a waste of money and a piece of shit.
Yep. At this point, it's a free offering if you have, what's it called, Apple One?
And it's still too expensive.
And this, I mean, I don't care.
There is just there's so many apps in there that are just they're trying to push the envelope of gaming and getting nowhere. Just give us some solid games on Arcade that would be Frogger-esque, Pac-Man-esque, sports games, a decent golf game, a nice baseball game. The baseball game's shit. The football game's too fast. You can't watch it. The ice hockey game's even worse. They're crap. And the golfing game is just not golf, and the cricket game, it's just not cricket.
It's not cricket.
It really isn't cricket, and whoever invented that must have been on LSD at the time.
actually possible, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And it's just like, give us some solid games to cause a foundation to start to occur, then let's build on that, whereas at the moment you're just throwing shit at a fan and none of it's sticking.
It must be a really slow Apple News week.
It is.
It's true too.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Your two stories were easily the best.
Do you guys think there's any chance that some of these games are targeted more at, like, kids, like, real little kids, as opposed to the gamers here?
Yeah, I'll take that slap. They're not old man games, definitely. But fun's fun, isn't it? I mean, I was showing Ellis Jetpack the other day, and he got it, and he was just like, he was hooked on it. And the thing is as well, what's quite interesting is, I remember playing Jetpack and struggling with it, and I've got it now on my phone, and I sit and I play with it, and it's like, bloody hell, that's hard. He completed it in no time at all. So the current gaming child's athletic, in inverted commas, ability at games is significantly higher than mine was as a kid. I found that challenging, whereas he just stripped through it. So the current gaming demand is high. So I can understand that I would go to certain games now and go, well, that was shit because it was too hard. I only did two levels and then I couldn't go any further. And I get that quite a lot now. And I think, looking back, that probably is my own default or failing rather than the games, perhaps.
It's we're old.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Reactions are slower, but I think even looking back at when I was younger, I wasn't any better at it. And my son's lowest level of gaming is significantly higher than mine was at the same age. But don't tell him I said that.
if you want to completely ruin my productivity for basically forever with a game on Apple TV, give me Lode Runner, like the real Lode Runner.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's it. I'll be done.
Yep. Manic Miner. What's some Jet Set Willy? Jetpack. All of those were just brilliant. Loved them to bits. But Ellis completes them in a heartbeat now.
Yeah, but think about it, Ewan.
I seem to be playing different games than you guys.
Yeah. Think about it, Ewan. Ever since he, you know, was born, he's been trained in a completely different way, a way that you never were. Oh, yeah. Your first Mac was a G3, you just said. And so, you know, he's been gaming literally all his life, whereas you picked it up at a much later age.
Yeah, no, I mean, I had a ZX Spectrum, and I don't know, that would have been 83, 84, 83, so I'd have been 15, 16. No, it's before that. What am I talking about? It'd be more than that. It'd be in the 70s. So I'd have been 15 when I got my first computer, started gaming. And I got a Binatone probably when I was about 10. And that was just, I mean, God, I'd probably do well at that now. Binatone gaming consoles. Oh. Yeah. Thanks, good. Chuck. I feel better now.
For me, it has to be Sinclair Spectrum.
Yeah. ZX Spectrum, that was my first real computer, I guess. And the first thing I actually did any programming on, bad as it was. In BASIC. 1-0, CLS. 2-0.
My partner's saying she had an Atari ST.
Oh, good girl.
It was cool. But it's okay, because I've got another one now.
Oh, go on, then, what you got? I hope you're not showing this, by the way, because your video hasn't been on for about 25 minutes. I just took that as a good thing, but okay.
I love the Atari ST. For me, it was the first computer that had built-in MIDI ports.
I think, isn't there an Atari that's got the original Atari console out now? And it's like a little one of those little mini ones that you can plug in. It's got 35 games on it. I'm sure I saw that the other day. It's just recently been released. But it's like the original Atari console. I'll have to Google that afterwards.
That would be really cool.
It would. I'll have to Google that. But I'm sure I saw that on one of the emails that came through.
It's like $50 or $75 to not include ET.
Yeah. Have you got it? Have you Googled it?
No.
All right, you're just making it up. Okay. Sorry, I thought you were going to... Well, Jesus, man, stick a link in the chat room. You already cost me a sodding fortune last night with bloody Lego stuff, you bastard. So. Leaker says... Hey, Leaker says, size of Apple's AirTags is released and says they're going to cost $39. They are slightly larger than a 50-cent coin and three times the thickness. So for those who work in English, how big's that, American chaps?
You know, I'm no help because I'm Googling the Atari thing.
Okay. I'm no help because I don't do money.
And he hasn't seen cash in a while.
Chuck, have you got a 50-cent piece you can hold up to the screen?
I don't, but I'm Googling it to see how thick a 50-cent piece is.
I hate to burst everyone's bubbles, but it says the dimensions a bit further down.
Oh, you bastard. 32 millimetres by 30. So apparently a 50-cent coin is 2 millimetres thick. So there you go. 32 by 32 by 6 millimetres. It's slightly smaller than the Samsung Galaxy Smart Tags and a little bit larger than the tile sticker.
So it's about an inch by an inch. In American, it's an inch by an inch.
About 25 centimetres. 25 millimetres is an inch, isn't it? So it's a little over an inch. Inch and a quarter. Mm.
Yeah.
Inch and a quarter, inch and a quarter, nothing near an inch, 6 millimetres.
Yeah.
Just to confuse everyone.
Tenth of an inch.
And £40. $40. Do you know what? I mean, we've been talking about beacons and we've been talking about tags for a while now, haven't we? But I can't stir myself up to be excited about this product at all.
Especially since nobody is travelling or leaving the house right now.
True. Good point.
All right, Ewan, I found you the Atari that you were looking for. Oh. And so I dropped the link in into the chat. And, what's the topic we're actually talking about now? Because I have no idea.
The Atari.
AirTag, seriously?
Mm. It was $399. That's not... I don't think that... Well, if that's it, that's theft.
And but it's also a full-on computer.
Well, I don't want the full-on computer. I want the old Atari piece of shit.
I've got one. You can have it.
By modern standards. Oh, cheers, dude. By modern standards. That's there. Anyway, sorry, Jeff. We're talking about Apple tags, Air tags. And
people so hot and bothered to get those?
I don't get it. I'm not. Mm. Maybe it's because I'm old again. But I'm struggling with why anyone would get hot and bothered about it.
I mean, with Apple opening up that whole component so that other tracking tags can hook into the Find My thing, I already have Tile.
Be fair, Tile hasn't been that great of a success either.
No, none of them
I don't think it has been a successful product.
I don't know why you'd aspire to get into this market.
Yeah.
Because it's not something you're missing out on.
So I'm gonna give you guys a use case.
Go on, good.
With the Tile, I gave two of the ladies in my life a Tile to put on their car.
Stop, no, there's nothing more interesting. Do they know about each other?
Oh yes.
All right, okay. Yes. Boom, chicka, wow, wow, swing.
Chuck is very
Chuck.
Progressive.
You dog. Yes.
But I have
and
lost so many
nothing
hours.
Nothing wrong with that.
Sorry, yes, carry on with the story, Jeff.
I've lost so many hours of my life waiting for them to find their keys and they don't put them in their purses. And I'm sorry, if that sounds stereotypical, the truth is an absolute defense. And when I got them those, it's like, okay, just hit the app on your phone and we find them. And so I'm looking at these and thinking, this would be the same thing, but maybe better if it's tied into the Find My architecture. Because right now, I can put my phone down, leave it somewhere in the house, forget where I put it. I just swipe up on a map, I watch, tap a button, and it pings. And this, to me, would be the next iteration of that. And it would be absolutely worth it for things that you lose all the time or things that you just want to keep track of.
You've got me there, mate.
By the way, pro tip, if you have a HomePod in your house, you can ask it to ping your phone.
Yes.
I accidentally triggered that the other day. I was like, oh.
Yeah. So, you know, I see use cases. I admit, I'm with you guys. I don't see huge use cases what we also don't know is what exactly the architecture is going to be.
No.
So if I leave my phone on a bus or something, is it going to know that, you know, how is that going to work? I would assume that it would work the same way it does with the Find My for my iPhone or iPad right now. And if that's the case, then being able to add that capability to my backpack or to some other piece of gear that I might lose, luggage, you know, throw an AirTag in a piece of luggage, given what the airlines do to luggage
debit
right now.
And credit cards.
No, I've just realised I want one of these, so I can surgically implant it in Sharon, so I've got a chance of finding it in a bloody shop.
Well, there you go.
Does she have an Apple Watch?
Oh, she has got an Apple Watch, yeah.
It'll just work, walk home, as far as I can tell.
Now, I've got to say, so I bought the Trackit Bravo things years ago, and they work perfectly well. I'm not suggesting that they're a false product or anything like that. They work just fine. But I put one where I thought I would need it most, and I never used it. I never lost the thing. I never had to track it. And I know you're saying, you're going to say, well, it's for that one time when you do. But I realised, you know, you sit there, and we've had a conversation in the Slack room today about a product that's looking for a problem. Someone's come up with an idea of a webcam that you can drape down the front of your screen. It's really narrow, and it sits in the middle of your screen, so you look like you're looking at people when you're actually watching a Zoom call. And it's just like, learn a bit of camera technique. For Christ's sake, it's not hard. Don't spend $400 on a sodding camera that's a piece of shit just so you can solve a problem that's easily done with a bit of training. Go on, Grady.
I was going to say, where did you put the iPhone?
Where did I put... Hey? I'm not talking about the iPhone.
Where did you put your wife?
My wife, I've no idea, mate. No idea.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a certain thing with these where if you've ever bought one of these tracking tiles, tell me you've actually found it useful and you've got some use out of it and you found it fruitful that you purchased it in the first place. And I'll gladly go, you know, you're better than me. But I bought 10 of the friggers and I've still got 9 of them in the packet.
My tile trackers... I have one on my laptop bag, on my suitcase, and on the carry case for my APAP machine.
And have you ever used it?
And yes, I actually have. And then Angela, she has one on her key ring, because that's also where her AirPods are, the AirPod case, and she uses that all the time.
I'm going to tell all you said time. That. Okay, moving on before I upset Angela, because I've upset her enough in life already. So. Now, I quite like this story, because I know we hate rumours and all that kind of stuff, but the iPhone 13 Pro lineup is rumoured to include a matte black option, new anti-fingerprint coatings for stainless steel edges, and more. I love the idea of a matte black option. I want a Batman version.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking, should I just try and limp along with my iPhone 10 that's way overloaded for a few more months and get this instead of an iPhone 12?
Oh, hell yeah.
I just want real colors. Like the Pro, like last year's Pro line was so boring.
It was. I don't want colours, though. I don't know if I like... I mean, I remember when they did all the 5C and stuff like that in colours, and it was just like... it's a bit kiddie and a bit gimmicky. Well, you're younger than me, so there you go. I'm realising we're actually probably going to call this title Old People Who Just Whinge About Shit They Don't Understand.
And Callum. Isn't that just the default show title?
Well, true, actually. That's a good point. Yeah. Especially on the big show, Jesus.
I'm curious, how many of you don't use cases on your phone? How many of you carry them bare?
Yeah, good point. None of us.
Honestly, I used to, and it bored me so much that I got a case.
I don't. My hands are quite dry anyway. I don't have very sweaty hands, so I just carry it because I'd be dropping the crap out of it otherwise.
Okay.
Chuck, I always have a case on my phone, and... And oftentimes the case color does not match the phone, but it's not the point for me. It's the psychological thing of I know the color of the phone, and that's all that matters to me. So the case can be any color, and I just like being able to say my phone is this color.
It's a great point because, I mean, we've got three people in our family who've got a 10R, a red 10R, and without cases, we wouldn't be able to tell them apart. It would be horrific. It's always bad enough as it is with a few people picking up the wrong thing, but
yeah, I guess I feel like I see so few people out there in public that I see without a case on an iPhone. And I, you know, that's the kind of thing that as Apple people we kind of pay attention to.
Yeah, you're right.
And everybody has a case. So, you know, now that said, you and I'm with you. I would order a matte black in a second. But and Jeff's point is so well taken that, you know, it's a psychological thing. But from a practical standpoint, it's like, as long as I do not want a white face, I don't like that. I don't like the white-faced phones. But other than that, you know, whatever.
I don't think they're white-faced anyway anymore because it's all screen. So
it's all screen as well.
Well, that's true.
There's nothing to be
worried. I tell you what I would like is I'd like an iPhone screen that wasn't shiny. God, that still pisses me off. The glinting of when you stand in certain lights, you can't see it and stuff like that because of the shine off it. I want a matte screen.
I'll take that a step further, Ewan, and say, to this day, I am pissed off every time I have to get a new Mac laptop, and it has that glossy screen.
Yeah, I hate the glossy screen. I mean, I've got all of the screens that I've got are matte. I hate that.
Jeff, there's a very simple solution for that. You have to buy a $6,000 $7,000, because you need to pay extra for the matte version. Pro Display XDR, and then you don't have that problem.
I'll take two.
Okay.
Jeff, I'm just looking here. I found a Tech Armor matte anti-glare anti-film print film. Oh, wait, that's not for your phone. What do you have, a 10?
Yeah, I still have a 10.
Yeah, I mean, somebody has to make a screen protector that is a matte.
Of course they do. I remember my first iPad.
Well, the anti-privacy ones, aren't they?
I got a matte screen protector for it, and I loved it all the way up until the stylus I was using at the time rubbed away the matte part in places.
Mm. There was a little stall in one of the shopping centres in Birmingham that used to wrap the phone in a film with whatever pattern and whatever sort of thing you wanted on it, so you could get matte, you could get it patterned and all sorts of stuff, and you could have it on the screen or just on the back and stuff like that. So stuff definitely out there for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the M1 story, but we haven't got time. We've been doing it for 55 minutes already, so 57 minutes. This podcast and all this is brought to you by two fantastic supporters. First one is TSO Host. Get yourself out on the socials, please. It is a fundamental requirement of being part of the BTN army that you say thank you to TSO Host for supporting At British Tech. It doesn't matter whether you use TSO Host or whether you're with a competition. That doesn't matter. Just thank them for looking after us, because if we lose them, we lose the show. We go away completely. Please support TSO Host by doing that. If you'd like to buy some of their stuff, they've got a great offer at the moment on e-commerce, stuff that begins at £15, I think. So get yourself and talk to them on that. But BTN20 gets you 20% off your hosting services with TSO Host. They're awesome. Please look after them, because they look after us. And the second one is, of course, IMN Max. They send us a free Callum every week. And we've run a competition. The competition is now closed, so do not send any more entries in, please. We have picked the three winners, and they will be getting their mug and mat, charging mat accordingly, with an email to them finding out where they live first. But thank you for those that did. The answers were, of course, Francis, who works there. Callum, you got easily. Joe's usually in the chat room, so you'd have got that one as well. And the one that you may not got was Mo, but he has been here and been off his face, so... And it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Mo. We love you.
Oh, happy birthday, Mo.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to pass it on.
Good, man.
I think to celebrate Mo's birthday that I'm in Max should throw a party where they give Cal a nice raise and beer.
And a Mac Mini.
And a Mac Mini. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This seems like the best way to celebrate Mo's birthday.
I'm staying well out of this, because he knows where I live.
I don't think he'd agree with that, but I do. So.
And I want to say
that's all that really matters.
I want to say thank you to Mo, because when I was ill, Mo came...
He was just overruled.
When I was ill, Mo came round and dropped a bottle of wine off to see if it would make me feel better. Unfortunately, I was in hospital, but I talked to him via my Ring doorbell, so there's the Ring doorbell promo.
Nice.
Anything with an Apple logo on, IMN Mix will fix it, or they'll take it off your hands and use the parts, or they'll take it off your hands and resell it, or they'll do anything. But if it's got an Apple logo on, they're keen. So get in touch with them at imnmax.com and see if they can help you repair your item. Have we got anything that's kind of deal of the week or product of the week or screen or computer of the week?
Yeah, we've got some MacBook Airs in at the moment. I think we are selling them for about £650. So,
nice.
You know, they are the older version, but Apple sold them, I think, up until about a year ago, for just over £1,000. So, if you go onto our website, everything's on there. You get your 5% off as well if you mention BTN before you check out. All comes with at least a 6-month warranty. As well.
We did have one of our listeners spent quite a bit with you last week, didn't they? They did a couple of things and a screen.
Yeah, they ordered a screen, a backup drive, and a brand new Mac Mini M1 off us as well. So we can supply new Apple gear as well. So.
Excellent. Thank you for everyone who supported IMN Max, because they're really good to us and they're a great part of the network. So please support them if you've got anything that you need sorting out. Right, time for the cool thing. Callum, are you ready? I did give you the warning at the start.
Yes, I am.
Right, start us off, mate. What have you got?
So my cool thing this week is an app that goes on your watch, your Mac, your phone and your iPad, and it's called Cloud Battery. And basically what it does is it gives you a nice readout and it tells you the battery life or how much battery is on each of your devices that are connected to iCloud. It's a free app. I've been using it for a week. It was one actually Joe found. It's really neat and really cool. The only caveat with it, and it is something that the guy who makes it mentions on his site, it doesn't work with AirPods just because of how Apple's framework is. They won't let him in, basically.
Oh, right.
But other than that, it's a really neat app and basically gives you all of the battery readouts without having to worry about connecting it to Bluetooth and stuff like that. So, really neat pick, and it's free as well, which is good.
It's a really good pick, yeah, because I tend to use the hell out of my iPad week after week after week, day after day after day, and then I'll just think circumstances will change for me, and I don't use it for maybe a month or 2 or 3 weeks. And it'd be great if I could open an app or an app that would warn me and go, hang on, your iPad's at 20%. You ought to go and stick it into charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you get active warnings with this or anything like that? Can you set a threshold? That
would be awesome. I believe you can, but I haven't played with it, so...
That would be awesome if it did that. Super. Great pick, mate. I like that one. Jeffrey, what have you got for us, mate?
My pick this week actually changed partway through the show today, but it's topical. There's a website that has the Apple II version of Load Runner that you can just go play online, and it's free.
So that's you completely sorted out until next week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm totally set now for the time being. But holy crap, it's really cool. Cal, you need to go play this so you can experience what consumed my time and so many other people's time, you know, back in the day.
And then you will say why.
Okay. I'll have a look.
Yeah, have a look and report back next week. Let me know what you think.
Will do.
And for everyone that's a Load Runner fan, you're welcome.
That's good.
Well, that's the end of the show, folks.
Yeah, I'm not.
See, everyone's now playing Load Runner. That's it.
For those of you on audio, oh well. Oh, no, bugger off, you bugger.
Cal, take note of the pixelated scoring scores. Bastards. Numbers in the scores.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. That's my day ruined.
Wonderful game.
Superb. Patrice, what have you got for us, mate?
Okay, I just changed my mind. I actually wanted to pick an app, but then after this, like, old people talk, I want to pick a show. It's probably not a show any of you are going to watch. It's Gilmore Girls. I'm rewatching it. It's kind of on my top 10 list. I rewatch every year or so. It's a 2000s, like, it's a 2000s. I don't even know what category it would be, like drama, comedy, something like that. It's about like a mom or teen mom. She had her daughter when she was a teenager. Older now, the teenager is like 16-ish, living in a, nondescript, I want to say East Coast-y town. And like interactions, like kid grows up, interaction with like the family, all of that. It's just fun. It's fun to watch. It's something, especially in these times, something light. Like it's not too heavy. Like I said, little drama here and there, but it's more comedy. A lot of fun, really cool characters. And the best thing is, I mean, since it's a really old show, by the way, rating is 8.1 on IMDb, if you're interested. It's on Netflix, like, globally.
Great.
You can watch it anywhere.
And there's 8 seasons, so that's you sorted till next week.
Like, a revival of the show?
Has been rumored, like, 17 times, maybe. Ah. Yes. there have been, I think, 2 movies, or 1 or 2 movies since. Like with the original cast, but yeah, there was a rumor that they would revive it, but nothing solid yet.
Cool.
It's just a fun show. Like, it's like nothing major, just fun.
Excellent. Good. And it's free. We like that.
And it's free.
Mr. Joyner, what would you have?
This is something I'm sure has been picked before, maybe even by me, but I was thinking the other night that just how essential this piece of gear has been for me in the last year during lockdown, and that's the OWC Thunderbolt 3 dock. When I moved home, you know, I wanted to connect everything I could, you know, to give me as much storage and give me 2 screens and just everything that you want, because my laptop was always my daily driver because I was mobile, and suddenly I became not mobile, and it didn't, even if you wanted to, it certainly didn't make sense to buy a machine because none of us knew how long we were going to be locked down. And this thing has just performed flawlessly for me. And I have 2 4K monitors connected to it, plus the laptop screen. It's got 4 USB A ports. It's got Thunderbolt connectivity, so it's fast. 85 watts of laptop charging power, which is not quite enough to drive my laptop all the time, but it'll get me through a day, especially if I take just a few minutes off for lunch or something. It'll charge it back up to 100. So this is one I just can't recommend enough. And, of course, it's OWC, and they make great stuff. There are a lot of docks out there right now. So many of them are kind of untested in my mind. This is tested, tried, and true.
Yeah.
You're going to have a hard time going wrong with it.
And SD card slot and micro SD card slot as well. I still use loads.
Right.
And the little tiny ones that I've got, the handheld ones that go in and out of the machines, they're flaky as hell. Sometimes they link, sometimes they don't. Good. I like that. Greeny, have you got a cool thing for us, mate?
Is he even still here?
Is he even here? Well, I've got his Skype display, but I've lost the green.
There he is.
Oh, here he is.
There he is.
Greeny?
Back up, I think.
Huh. Hello, mate. Have you got a cool thing for us?
In the UK, we've got something called the NHS, and that's my cool thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, quite right. Okay. Well, based on how much they looked after me the other day, I mean, I managed to get enema checked off the bucket list. That was good.
Nice. Go you.
Nice one.
I had a finger up my arse the other day.
Oh, lovely. Is that courtesy of the NHS, or was that someone that you paid for to do it?
No. But in all seriousness, they're absolutely amazing.
They are.
So for your American listeners and different listeners around the world, the NHS is, God, my back is going. I'm getting old, Ewan.
Yeah, mate, you, long time ago, forget.
But in Great Britain, our National Health Service is the NHS, and the nurses and doctors are absolutely superb.
They absolutely are. It's not a Mac program, but we're going to lay an exception in that one.
Yeah.
Totally good.
So that's...
My cool thing is my original AirPods. And you're going, oh, come on, Ewan. Get with the times, mate. These have been sat on my desk for about 4 months, all right? And I forget that I've got them here a lot of the time. I used to carry them around with me religiously, and I've stopped using them largely, and I forgot that I put them here. So they're just on my desk, and I haven't stuck anything to charge them for 4 months. And last night, I came in and I picked them up and I flipped them open, and lo and behold, 79% charge on the main box and 100% charge on the AirPods themselves. And I was just, I know how hard it is to get good quality batteries that hold their charge at the moment, and I just thought that was pretty damn impressive myself. So anyway. It's not a very good cool thing, but it's mine.
No, it's that's a cool thing.
Yeah,
it is. I'm cool. Still rocking cool OG AirPods.
And they're what, four years old? Four?
They're great.
4 years old. I know there's loads of people who had trouble with batteries crapping out after 18 months and stuff like that, I know, but...
Yeah.
Mine have been fine. Absolutely. It's going strong. Going strong. Where can we get a hold of you, Cal?
You can get a hold of us and everything we do at imamax.com. We're on all the usual socials at IMMMax. I'm on Twitter at O'Hara Callum. I'm in the Slack room. If you've got any questions, need any help, feel free to reach out, and we'll give you as much guidance as we can.
Yeah, that's nice feature to give out of free advice as well. That's cool, mate. Jeffrey, where would you be?
Just sitting here in front of my computer playing Load Runner. Or occasionally on Twitter and Instagram, Jay Gamut, both places. Quite often on Mac Voices Live, the big show and the Mac show here every week. And next week I will be on In Touch with iOS.
Yeah, good man. In slightly soiled underwear with Cheeto stains.
It won't be Cheeto stains because dairy. I can't do dairy.
Oh, right, okay. I didn't know the dairy.
But,
I thought they were cardboard.
Oh, maybe I can do Cheetos.
Patrice, where would you be?
Every week here on the Big Show and on the Mac Show, everything I do, all the social media links and whatever, you can find on thepatrice.com. And my podcast is The Foodie Flashback, where I talk to interesting people about food and food-related memories at foodieflashback.com.
Excellent. Mr. Joyner?
MacVoices.com is where you can find everything that I do. We do Mac Voices Live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and Facebook, and I'm on the socials as at Chuck Joyner. Excellent. I want to hear from you. Thanks good. For having me, Ewan.
No worries. And I gather you've got a Mr. O'Hara coming on with you soon.
I do. We just recorded Mac Voices last night, and so we'll should hit the feed sometime next week.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that one.
And there's a lot about Cal that you don't know that I found out, so...
Do I want to know?
God, you make that sound terrible.
I
know, that's...
I'm not already sure. I was going to listen until a second ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Callum doesn't want to listen anymore now.
I'm just scrambling around trying to remember what I said.
Oh, is that bad? Oh, bloody hell. And last
it's all in the editing, Cal. It's all in the editing. Trust me.
And last but by no means, man, Mr. No Video himself, Greeny Boy, where can everyone get hold of you?
.com.
Okay. That's random.
Is that a link you got from Mueller?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. So,
no, we're moving on. So you'll be... At British Mac then on all the socials, and the podcast that people can listen to from 3 years ago is British Mac, yeah?
It's not 3 years ago.
Is that how long? No. Come on, mate. You've dug out a mic for this. You can dug out a mic for a British Mac podcast. Come on. You can do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I will do. But, No, I've never...
No, we've cleared that up. That's good to know. Thanks, mate.
Okay.
Superb.
And all the chickens agree.
Yep.
And all the chickens are happy.
Moving on. No one say the word chicken again, please.
You're after me. They
No, Greeny, shut up. Okay, we're done. My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me anywhere within someone who'll get closer than 2 metres so that they can give me a haircut. I'd even take gardening shears or something like that right now and pay the £1,000 fine for it, because God, I want a haircut. Come on, Boris, you can do it, mate. Let's out. I'm at British... No, I'm not at British Mac. I'm at Ewan Rankin on Twitter, and the network's at British Tech. So, we'll see you all next week. Planning on being here Thursday, but Jeff's taking the reins on Friday because I'm on a job. This is going to be good. I've got to go and get some cameras in, so I'll be gingerly stepping around a site in Bromford trying to get the cameras in. Have a great weekend. Really enjoy yourselves. The weather looks like it might be okay. Thanks for listening. Cheers, boys.
Good show.
Superb.
Very nice. Is Greeny still here?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, just so you know, I did check. That domain is available if you want it, Greeny.
Oh, no.